Hi, welcome back to Storytime with Tula Jane and Mother in the Wild.
Thank you, Tula Jane. Today, we will be reading Buffalo Fluffalo by Bess Kalb, and this is a very special birthday dedication for our new friends, Bennett and Caroline, for the year of your 3rd and 5th birthdays. Happy birthdays!
Happy birthday!
Are you ready?
Get cozy!
There once was a buffalo Fluffalo, a snuffalo, scruffalo, surly old buffalo, who was ever so snarly and gnarly and toughalo.
I'm the buffalo Fluffalo. I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enoughalo.
One day, when old Fluff was especially miffed, a hammy old ram clomped up with a gift.
I noticed you like to nap in the shade, so here's a big floppy wool hat that I made.
Hmm, he mooed in a manner so toughalo. You must go away. I must rebuffalo. Don't need your rammy old hammy old help. Makes me want to stammer and yammer and yelp.
The ram slunk away with his warm woolly stuffalo, and old Mr. Buffalo snarled and he snuffaloed.
I'm the Buffalo Fluffalo. I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enoughalo.
A prairie dog passed by mean Mr. Poofily.
Excuse me, sir. I don't mean to sound goofily, but would you like to join me for flippies and funnels and romp and race in my tubular tunnels?
Silly old weasel, cried Buffalo Fluffalo. I can't play in your tunnels on account of my buffalo. Leave me in peace. Go back to your burrow. Let me stomp around while I frown and I furrow. I'm the Buffalo Fluffalo. I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've had enoughalo.
Then a squawky old crow perched on Fluffalo's horn, and Fluff looked at him with a sneer and a scorn.
Hi there, old pal, said the crow with a smile. Want to chitter and chat and catch up for a while?
No way,
Fluffalo huffaloed, his fur standing on end.
I'm far too fluffy to have time for friends.
That's too bad, squawked the mangy old crow, because you seem like a guy I'd like to know.
And just as Fluffalo reared up to shout, a dark, doomy cloud blocked the sun out. With a rumble and a grumble and a bangy loud blurk, the whole prairie and mountains were covered in dark. Then with one final thundery, blundery blup, the humpiest, heaviest cloud opened up, and down came the rain with a splash and a spluffalo right on the head of old Buffalo Fluffalo.
Squawk,
said the crow with a grin on his beak.
Why, Buffalo Fluffalo's just a pipsqueak.
Then Ram and Prairie Dog gathered to see that indeed Mr. Fluff was so very wee.
Look, cried the ram, it's old Mr. Fluff, so little and pittle, all wet in the buff.
Everyone gawked, from the mice to the snakes, even the scaly old fish in the lakes.
Fluff shouted, don't look at me, I'm not little, I'm tough as can be.
He shimmied and shook to repuff his fluff, then he snarled and gnarled and stomped with a huff.
I'm the Buffalo Fluffalo, I heave and I huffalo. Leave me alone because I've...
Stop, said the ram. You don't have to act tough. We like you just fine without all your puff.
He's right, said the prairie dog, a smile in her eyes. You're great how you are, no matter your size.
I am,
sniffed the buffalo, who wasn't so fluffalo.
I'm sorry for being so grumbly and toughalo. Without my fluff, I'm tiny and missable.
No, cawed the crow. You're ugly and snuggly kissable.
And all the creatures, from the bats to the bugs, covered old Fluff with kisses and hugs. And that's how the story of Fluffalo ends, with a happy old buffalo snuggling his friends. I love this book so much. Thank you for requesting it. If you would like to get your own copy, you can find it in the description of this episode. Or if you have a special book that you'd like to request or dedicate to somebody, please log on to our website at www.motherinthewild.com. And to our premium monthly subscribers, thank you for listening. Wherever you are right now, we are thinking about you, Tawn, and Mika, and Samora Rose, and Willow, and Callum, and Eliza, and Emmy, and Quinn, and Sam, and Koji, and Gwendolyn, and Clara, and Jonah, and Elliot, and Leo, Annalie, hi guys, Iris, Avery, Willow, Bowden, Quinn, Hazel, and Lulu. Thanks for being here with us. Until next time.
I'm so cozy. Oh, by the way, stay cozy.